The issue that's more important, I think, from a direct evidentiary standpoint, of course, is which mark is the entrance wound in the back of the president's head. As you probably know from reading the National Archives transcript, I think one of the most amazing moments of my 2+ years there was when the panel was asking humans, well, where's the entrance hole in the back of the president's head?
Right.
As you can probably tell from that, well, the panel basically gasped when Humes and Boswell pointed out what is clearly, obviously, an apparent constructive record analysis, is surface material in the bottom. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that there's not an entrance hole under that, but visibly, it is surface material, no question about it. So, that's first of all. Secondly, all of our friends at pathologists, both in that session and when Wecht and the others were there before and since, say that the thing higher up is a visible entrance hole with the typical characteristics, though sometimes I wonder whether forensic pathologists don't overstate a little bit how well they can tell things, because it's clearly shiny. So there's clearly liquid. There's some kind of a liquid substance there. And that doesn't mean the skin can't be it, but it's not. Anyway, they are all confident, including Wecht, that that's an entrance hole up here. No question about it.